With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden is defending the pardons that he has issued, saying that many of them are very necessary and legitimate, despite a lot of criticism coming from the other side of the political aisle. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says the ouster of Bashar al-Assad in Syria this week is good news for Israel.
Hezbollah withers on the vine. That's what happens. Hezbollah can't be resupplied from Iran anymore via Syria. The Shiite arc that extended, the crescent that extended from Tehran to the Mediterranean has just collapsed.
Senator Tom Cotton says he's going to lay out a host of complaints about China's influence in the U.S. in an upcoming new book called Seven Things You Cannot Say About China.
This is the whole point of the book. Are there certain things that almost anyone faces reprisal, threats, job loss, cancellation, if they say, about China?
And Senator Cotton this week spoke with the Salem Radio Network. The man accused of killing the CEO of United Healthcare has become something of a folk hero, and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says that just shouldn't be.
In the days since Luigi Mangione was charged with murder for gunning down a top health insurance executive, more than 1,000 donations have poured into an online fundraiser for his legal defense, with messages supporting him and even celebrating the crime. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise tells the Salem Radio Network condoning violence is abhorrent.
The value of life just seems to be diminished by so many people. It's important for us to push back. We can never allow that to become a norm.
Scalise says the liberal tendency to devalue life can be felt here. Mangione's support is seemingly intensified since his arrest on Monday. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President-elect Trump offering support for the dock workers union before their contract expires next month at Eastern and Gulf Coast ports. On social media, he tweets against the idea of more automation. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in New York.
Waterville High School has decided to allow a Bible study club to be established after initially rejecting the group as too religious. Under threat of a lawsuit by First Liberty, school officials will allow the club to form, as it has LGBT clubs and other student organizations. First Liberty spokeswoman Keisha Russell says, quote, "By denying the same benefits to the Bible club that it provides to all non-curricular clubs, the school is missing the concept of equal in the Equal Access Act." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats in Michigan are pressing to pass new abortion laws before the party loses its majority with a new legislative session next year and President Trump returns to the White House. Despite the fact Mr. Trump has vowed to leave the question of abortion to the states, liberal lawmakers in many places are expressing panic. California has called a special session of its legislature to try and insulate abortion laws there. This is SRN News. The World Bank is forecasting Myanmar's economy will contract this year as flooding and fighting take a severe toll on nearly 4 years after the military ousted its government.
The bank said about a fifth of all built structures and a tenth of Myanmar's roads have been damaged by widespread flooding during a typhoon that swept through the country in September. It said fighting between the military and opposition forces remains fierce in some parts of the country, disrupting farming and manufacturing. Overall, it said the economy will likely contract 1% in annual terms in the April to March fiscal year.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. TikTok has filed a legal challenge to a Canadian government order to wind up and increase its business operations in Canada. The Canadian federal government last month announced it was ordering TikTok's dissolution after a national security review of its Chinese parent company, ByteDance. More details at SRNNews.com.